There's a battle that takes place every day in each and every single one of us. It's the battle between higher self and lower self. I know most people might not realize this, but this is the cause of a lot of your actions and behavior. You know, a lot of times you feel offended and you respond in anger and hate and revenge. And if your life is not in immediate jeopardy, then all those was unnecessary. That's just your lower self, you know, wanting to do its thing. It wants to get its way. You know, its way is like, as I said, it's your lower self. So it's low vibration, low frequency, which is those emotions, sadness, anger, fear. You know, those are negative emotions. They move very slowly. So every day inside of us, when you have to deal with situations, you actually have the choice of which one of yourselves you want to listen to. You know, a lot of times people say, oh, I snapped. You know, it's not really snap. It's more than you couldn't hold off your lower self. You couldn't defeat your lower self. You know, you allowed your lower self to con you into letting it get its way. So every day you have to be mindful. You know, you have to be aware of the choices you make and the decisions. And know that these things come from a higher and lower self. How you combat your lower self is once you feel these emotions, just consider it like a red flag. Once you feel these negative emotions, your heart starts beating fast. And you know what the low vibrations emotions feel like. Anger and all of that. Once you start feeling those, remember now that you have a higher self. And that this is not the path you truly want. But at the moment, something is causing this effect out of you. And then you just try to think positive. When I say think positive, think of your children. Think of things you like to do, things that make you happy. You know what I mean? Your family, whatever it is, your pets. Think of that. But do not give in to your lower self. Sometimes it might feel good in the moment where you're like, oh, you just want to smash something or smash the person, whoever caused the thing. But after you done did all of that and you calmed down, guess what happened? Now your lower self has just like disappeared. And now you left in your conscience with your higher self now. Looking like this was a situation could have been avoided. So be mindful as much as possible. When we say these things, it's not like, oh, be mindful and it's really easy. You know, no one is saying these things are easy. But you have to start putting it into practice. And just like everything else, the more practice, the better you get at it. So, peace and love. Be mindful as much as possible. Ashe.